all of them crash on Mars.
Of course they are in state of shock, especially Samar. I mean, she is traumatized now. She still remembers what happened. And sometimes when you talk to her, you can see that she is scared. She is still in state of shock. And the rest of the kids, they heard everything from us. They heard that their parents get killed. I mean, they are little kids, you know. Can you imagine how they feel? Even an adult would have been traumatized seeing his parent getting killed in front of him, let alone little children. So yes, they are in a state of shock, but life goes on. What can we do?
You've had to take Samar out of school, is that right?
She had to quit school because she is in a mental state, which means that she can't understand her textbooks and she can't read and write. So she said, I can't do it. I can't. I'm in a horrible state of mind. I just can't. She made the decision herself.
Is there any help available for her and for her siblings? Medical help or psychiatric help?
Yes, of course. It would help to send the kids for psychiatric treatment. But how am I going to do it? I have 13 kids of my own to take care of, and their mother. Then I have 6 kids from Samar's family. We are a total of 19 people in this house, and I have no income. So how am I going to do it? There is no way I can do it.
How are you surviving day to day?
Day by day, you know, one day I have some money to spend, the next day I don't. You know, as an Iraqi, you know one day you have a living, the next day you don't have anything. We just get by.
Do you think about the future, Nadir?
I have no future. What future? I have no future at all. There is no future in Iraq. Iraq is divided. Kurds, Sunni, Shiite. There is no hope for Iraq. And I myself, I don't think about the future because I have no future.